Good morning and welcome to the first ever episode of ITS Coffee Talks.
I'm Jacob Crawford, and in this episode, we'll be discussing recent attacks against major retailers across the U.S. and how they're relevant to ITS and Symantec security solutions.
With the recent reports and rumors on security breaches at major nationwide retailers, it's hard to know what's fact and what's fiction. So, to help you sail through a sea of information, we'll break down exactly what's been happening to retailers and why the attacks are so devastating. We'll also take a look at how a couple of security solutions from Symantec could have aided in the prevention of these attacks from being so successful. Let's start off by looking at the largest and most famous credit card breach, the one which occurred this past holiday season at Target. According to Target themselves, up to a third of the entire United States population's personal and credit card data may have been stolen. But how were cybercriminals able to get away with such a massive attack? While the nitty-gritty details of the attack are not released, we do have some basic information. To start, we know that it was a two-stage attack. During the first stage, attackers were somehow able to plant their malware on point-of-sale machines at Target stores across the country. These infected machines were told to copy any credit card data they could find and send it to a database in Target's own network. Once enough time had passed, the attackers then hacked into Target's servers and stole the credit card information that had been being collected. So you must be thinking, how could such a massive amount of credit card data and personal information have been stolen at one of the nation's largest retailers? Well, two factors contributed to the malware's success. The malware only operated from 10 to 5, or normal business hours. This limited operation, making it much more difficult to detect. Additionally, the malware was written to specifically avoid detection, making traditional signature-based anti-malware techniques useless. When a customer scans his credit card at a point-of-sale location, PCI compliance regulations require the data to be encrypted before it can be stored or transmitted anywhere. But this particular form of malware was specifically designed to thwart encryption practices. There's a short window between the time that your credit card is scanned and the time it becomes encrypted. In this stage, your credit card information is stored in the computer's memory as plain text. Certain types of malware, like the ones that infected Target machines, appropriately named RAM scrapers, are able to utilize that time window to capture your credit card data before it becomes encrypted, meaning that the moment you swipe your card, you have unknowingly just handed over your unencrypted, usable credit card data to the thieves. Surely, though, there must have been some security measures in place that could have prevented this attack, right? Well, as it turns out, Target did have some pretty hefty protection in place. The problem is, they didn't have strong enough protection on the inside. Analysts at Gartner maintained that it was an inside job, a meticulously planned and coordinated attack to penetrate the retailer's defenses and make off with a spectacular payload. According to Gartner analysts, Target did a great job at protecting their systems from external intruders, but dropped the ball when it came to securing insider access. And while Target's breach was the largest and most memorable, it certainly wasn't the only one. Earlier this month, luxury retailer Neiman Marcus said that over 1 million shoppers may have been affected by a breach that compromised the software that runs its computer registers. The U.S. Secret Service even confirmed that it is currently investigating a potential data breach at Michaels, the Texas-based arts and crafts store. The FBI also expects attacks against retailers across the country to continue for quite some time. So with all these recent attacks, it really makes you start to think, what makes magnetic credit card strip data so valuable? Why are these networks of online crooks spending so much time going after your credit card data? After all, if you have credit monitoring, what difference does it make? You're protected, right? Well, not entirely. Consider a very common and especially devastating scenario. Once attackers have that information, they typically sell it to other criminals who then copy it onto a fake credit card and swipe it as if it were the original. These magnetic strip writers being used by online data thieves are even available online for as little as $15. And even though you might not be responsible for these transactions, identity theft can be an incredibly long process to recover from. What makes matters worse is that oftentimes retailers don't even ask for identification from individuals making purchases using cards, so you would never know your information had been compromised until it was too late. So now that we've talked a little bit about these attacks and how they've happened, we'll talk about how various software solutions from Symantec could have prevented these attacks from being so successful. Critical Systems Protection, or CSP for short, is a behavior-based solution that, unlike traditional anti-malware software, relies on policies instead of live updates or signatures. If a program or service is engaging in behavior outside the realm of what is known and acceptable, it gets shut down. Simple as that. And because CSP works at the kernel level, having admin rights makes absolutely no difference. Even if an administrator tries to access a prohibited resource or engage in illicit activities, CSP will stop him. If the process doesn't have permission to perform a task, CSP just won't allow it. Remember the RAM scraper malware from the Target breach? CSP could have prevented that software from ever being executed in the first place. In combination with CSP, Symantec Endpoint Protection, or SEP for short, can provide an even higher level of security against attackers. Let's say that hacker Bob visits his local PetSmart location, where he finds that all of their point-of-sale machines have exposed USB ports. When an employee is looking away, Bob inserts a USB keylogger into the exposed port. PetSmart employees fail to detect that this device has been attached to their machine, and a week later, Bob comes back to the scene of the crime. He grabs his keylogger and marches on home with every manager password, PIN, or other sensitive information that may have been entered into the point-of-sale console during the week. Later, Bob is somehow able to gain access to PetSmart's corporate network and identifies their database. Using the manager password collected from his keylogger, he gains access to the database and steals an entire national database of customer information, purchase orders, and other confidential information. SEP could have easily stopped such an attack by using application and device control, blocking the USB keylogger from gaining access to the system. Perhaps the hacker's attack is more sophisticated, as was the case for Target. CSP would have blocked the connection from the point-of-sale endpoint to the remote drive, stopping the transmission of all that information. Yet another product from Symantec may have been able to help, Symantec Data Loss Prevention, or DLP. DLP works by stopping the transmission of data which has been declared as sensitive. So, if there was a policy in DLP that said credit card data may not be allowed to be transmitted, then it wouldn't have happened. As recent large-scale credit card data breaches continue to happen, simply meeting PCI compliance requirements isn't enough. Businesses across the country need to seriously consider the state of security of their infrastructure if they want to stay secure and in business. The cost of security of data, especially sensitive financial data, cannot be viewed as an expense anymore. It's time to view it as an asset. Just like Mom used to say, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, and these security breaches are certainly no exception. Together with Symantec's critical systems protection, data loss prevention, and endpoint protection, you can trust that your data will be safe from prying eyes and protected against a world of cybercriminals both inside and out.